Was it First?
First Corinthians 4.
Okay.
And of course it says, Apostle of Christ. I said, God, you're being cute. So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ, which means the anointing, and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. And I stopped there and I said, yeah, you gave me quite a few secret things, even from the time I was 11. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Well, most people don't talk about each of us proving our faithfulness. But are we willing to let him perform that to us and in us? And I said, okay, Lord. Now watch verse 3 because it's quite important. So I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you accustomed to judging yourself?
I used to at one time, but anymore.
Yeah, but you've got to make sure that if you judge yourself, you better declare what God says about you versus what you think from your traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's religious traditions as well.
Yeah.
So I do not even judge myself. Then verse 4, my conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. And when the Lord judges us, what does he declare?
Not guilty.
Not guilty, because he carried all of the garbage on that tree for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't believe that, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the foundation of the good news.
That's right.
It's grace and unmerited favor. And if you don't behave in that direction yet, you're still in traditional, religion, etc., etc. And it will kill.
Yeah.
It will destroy you. Then, therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's heart, which really is, he will expose the motives of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see how you act and react in different things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you see and you say to the Lord, why did I act or react this way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the beginning of wisdom. When you start asking those kind of questions, you see that maturity is starting to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you going to walk out of your traditions overnight? I wish you could. But in my experience, it took years.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell 1,001 times, and he picked me back up.